Letters from the Terminus. I'm at Heathrow Airport, Terminal 4. It's a 1980s building, beautifully crafted to keep down the population. In fact, before now, the very sight of the place upon landing has made me seriously consider taking the next flight out. To boot, it's been skillfully built right under a grey cloud. It is a great place to come if you need some sort of validation for any aspect of your life. For example, I've been feeling a little uncertain about travelling alone. Everyone else seems to have someone. And so, during check-in, I honed in on the 30-something M&S Cardi couple, one snake curve ahead of me, who could not stop bickering. The disagreement was the trolley debacle. She had wanted one, he hadn't, and now they were left shunting their luggage forward every time the queue moved, which was about every 20 seconds. Anyway, they dissolved my feelings of loneliness and left me cheerful in the knowledge that I didn't have to justify my baggage shunting to anyone. The queue could have been worse. Well, I guess that's what we tend to say, being British. This is possibly because we have a lot of queuing experiences to base each queue on. Alton Towers springs to mind as an unforgettable queuing day, and yes, this was definitely better than that, predominantly because at the end of the queue I'd be departing from my luggage and not the contents of my stomach. There's always that nagging feeling, though, throughout the wait that a number of things might go wrong. The passport, which I've checked the location of 3 times in the last 15 minutes, will mysteriously vanish. My e-booking will have some sort of e-error, or that those platform denim boots which I decided at the last moment just had to come to the beach would push my luggage into excess luggage and I'd be unable to flirt my way out of the fine. A unique side to airport life is the coffee phenomenon. From the moment you order one, time slips down some sort of black hole. 1 minute, you've got hours to wait and you're cursing your obedience to their check-in schedule. And the next, the now boarding sign is flashing and you're abandoning half the coffee in a mad dash for the departure gates. I know that the flashing sign is some sort of technological wind-up and that when I get there, everyone will be horizontal with boredom. But I can't help myself. I run every time. Practically knocking flat an elderly couple who were gingerly clinging to the sides of the travelator, I did make it. And 10 minutes later, the elderly couple arrived, calm, relaxed, and bearing a seat number which turned out to be right beside me. For years, I have carried hopes of meeting the most amazing guy on a plane, of whiling away the entire journey in a haze of mini-bar-fueled conversation, discovering everything about each other, and then, well, probably parting company and losing each other's email addresses. Even dreams have their limitations. But no, another dream journey blown. The elderly couple beside me, Mr. and Mrs. Robinson from Hastings, had 2 border terriers and a budgerigar who were all being looked after by Mrs. Ritchie, a lady who used to be their neighbour but's now moved 3 streets away, and oh, how sad that move was. I adopted my listening face while slipping into a state of semi-consciousness. Maybe my hunk will be on the return flight.